For the first time in 9 years, the Eagles are in the NFC Championship game. For the first time in 13 years, that title game is right here. Good afternoon, everyone, or good evening, whatever it is. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles meet the Minnesota Vikings. Mike, the Vikings are here because of a miracle play last week. The Eagles are here because of a near miraculous season.
Keenum, he looks, he is floating it deep for Kyle Rudolph, and Rudolph makes the catch for a touchdown. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Patrick Robinson!
Let's see if the Eagles' offense can generate something.
To the 5, he's in! The train!
The train just ran one over.
Keenum back. Hit, football loose. Look for the football, and the Eagles have it. He is looking, he is going deep, and alone, and in for the touchdown is Jeffrey!
Nick Foles is kneeling this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
They come right back, it's a flea flicker. Back to Foles, he's going deep down the far side of the field, and it is caught! Touchdown!
Torrey Smith, 41 yards!
It's about to get turned up in here.
The call of a touchdown, they say it was not a catch, and the Eagles take over on downs. Jeffrey in motion to the right. Pulls back. He looks. He fires. And it is caught deep in the end zone by Jeffrey. Touchdown.
Dilly dilly, Philly Philly.
They both went up and Corey Graham came down with the football. For the first time in 13 years, the Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl and a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
Merrill Reese, pack your bags.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast. Instant reaction from Lincoln Financial Field late on Sunday night. The Eagles, as you heard, going to Super Bowl 52 after an absolute beatdown of the Minnesota Vikings, 38-7. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. What a day and night in South Philadelphia. Congratulations to everybody who loves the Philadelphia Eagles. A stunning victory for Philadelphia, which put up 456 yards of offense against the number one ranked defense in the NFL. The Eagles converting 10 of 14 third downs, averaging 7.1 yards per play. Remarkable. After falling behind 7-0, the Eagles scored 38 consecutive points. It all started with a big interception and a touchdown return, 50 yards, cornerback Patrick Robinson. We begin our instant reaction podcast in the locker room with number 21, who came up big again, picking off Case Keenum, following a convoy of blocking and reaching the end zone to tie the game. Here is cornerback Patrick Robinson. Patrick, can you talk about the play again? I know you've talked about 1,000 times, but from the snap to the end of the play, what did you see? What happened?
Really, really in cover six. You know, number two receiver came up, you know, tried to rub me, then run out to the flat. You know, I just did exactly what I was supposed to do, you know, slip up on them. You know, the D-lineman got some pressure. You know, they got a hand on him. You know, the ball was just fluttering in the air, and I caught it. I mean, you got to take advantage of those.
Were you thinking touchdown?
Definitely.
And the blocking that you got, you were directing like you were a running back out there.
Absolutely. You know, I was trying to score, you know, get his team a spark. You know, that's exactly what happened, and now we're going to the Super Bowl.
Isn't it amazing that the game of momentum that this is? 7-0 down, that play, 38 straight points.
Mm-hmm. Man, that was a great play, you know, but we had a team win. We had a team win. You know, the offense came out and did what they had to do. You know, the defense just kept doing what we've been doing all year. You know, that just play great team football, fly around, play great sound football, you know, as far as our assignment.
What are your feelings now going to the Super Bowl?
It feels great, man. It feels great. You know, this year has been very special, very special. So it definitely feels great for me, you know, to be a part of this journey, you know, of these guys. It definitely feels great, man.
After that, it was all Eagles all the time. Quarterback Nick Foles, 26 of 33. Three touchdown passes. The Eagles went deep, a 41-yard pass and a touchdown to Torrey Smith, a flea flicker. So head coach Doug Peterson really going deep into the playbook. A 53-yarder to Alshon Jeffrey. The Eagles all over Minnesota. Nick Foles, the game of his life in a big moment after the game. Obviously, he was thrilled with the performance of the entire team.
I mean, words can't really describe what I feel right now. I said it out there, all glory belongs to God. I mean, I wouldn't be here without any of that, and just I'm grateful and humbled to be a part of this team, to be in this moment, to share it with our family, our fans, all the people that love the Philadelphia Eagles, this franchise, my teammates. It is honestly unbelievable, and words just can't describe. Yeah, we want to be aggressive. I mean, this is Minnesota, one of the best teams in football. Obviously, their defense is one of the top defenses in the league, so we had to go right at them and be aggressive. And we were able to execute well. That's a great team, but I was really proud of our guys for our execution today, and we were able to get a great victory, and now we're heading to the Super Bowl. It was pretty unreal.
When did you know you were in rhythm and you had it going on today?
I mean, felt good before the game, and you know, being the NFC Championship game, my first time to ever play in it, just the journey that's happened the last several years, it's an emotional thing, so you just want to settle in. But very soon, just looking at the guys on the sidelines pregame, being in the locker room, everyone was just locked in. Because I'm going to say it again, like, we lean on each other, we play for each other, and that's what's special about this team is, you know, there's never going to be a time where we turn on each other or anything. We're always going to be there to support each other, and that's the beautiful thing about the Philadelphia Eagles. And just going into the game, just getting first downs, we missed a couple big plays early, but we just kept firing. Coach Pearson called an amazing game, and we were able to execute.
LeGarrette Blount giving the Eagles a 14-7 lead with a punishing 11-yard touchdown run. I had a chance to catch up with Blount after the game. The guy, can you talk about the touchdown run?
It was blocked. It was blocked, you know, perfectly. You know, we blocked it. You know, obviously, it's always going to be one guy back, you know, one guy left for the running back, you know, which was the safety. And you got to either make him miss or make him make a tackle.
Is that a dream to kind of just truck somebody at the goal line?
I mean, it gives you a spark, you know, on your team. You know, just those kind of runs, just the mentality that we run with. You know, our running back group runs with a mean mentality with a chip on our shoulders, you know. And runs like that is what sparks up, you know, a run or, you know, the defense get going, you know. It's a lot of energy transfer from rounds like that.
What was your day like from start to finish?
My day was amazing, you know, from the time I woke up to now, you know, and it got better and better as the day went on.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson.
Touchdown, Eagles!
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Blount carried 6 times for 21 yards. Jay Ajayi, 18 carries, 73 yards. The Eagles putting up 110 yards on the ground as they just overwhelmed the number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs. Let's go around the locker room and get some reaction. Here is Alshon Jeffrey, who had a big game. 5 catches, 85 yards, and 2 touchdowns from Foles. A brief one, but a good one from Alshon Jeffrey. Alshon, how's it feel to be going to the Super Bowl?
It feels great, man. We're not done yet. We're going to enjoy this one, man, but we're not done yet.
The success of the offense, what was your perspective on how the game went, how you played, how Nick played, how everything really clicked?
It was a great game. I mean, O-line did a hell of a job. I mean, coaches, everyone did it from top to bottom. I mean, starting in practice, man, just going against the defense. Scout team giving us a good look and going both ways.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The offensive line dominated the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota just unable to get to Nick Foles just 1 time. The Eagles holding on to the football in this football game, 34 minutes. They did what they wanted to do, 2 of 2 in the red zone, 1 of 1 in goal-to-go efficiency. Let's talk to a couple of the linemen who made it happen. First up, center Jason Kelce, who starts by talking about left tackle Halapalavati Vaitai. Vaitai rendered an outstanding player in Everson Griffin, completely ineffective. Just 2 tackles, 2 quarterback hurries for a 3-time Pro Bowler. Here's Jason Kelce, beginning in the locker room, talking about the Eagles' young left tackle, Halapalavati Vaitai.
I think V does a great job, to be honest, and I think he's gotten a bad rap for sometimes, you know, you have some games where it doesn't really work out, but it's all been correctable things. And he's been a guy since he's gotten his opportunity. He always gets better. He's a student. He always is trying to improve his game, and I think you've seen that throughout the season. And I think everybody was really confident that he was going to go out there and be able to get the job done.
Jason, did you feel the change in momentum after Patrick's play?
To be honest, I don't know. I can't even recall a point in the game when we didn't have momentum. So
it's trailing 7-0. Patrick makes the interception, right. Scores.
I mean, it was certainly a great play. I think that that play was huge, and then being able to score the next possession, I think, was huge. And Patrick's had an incredible season this year, another guy that's been through a lot of adversity, and you know, I'm just happy for him.
How's it feel to go to the Super Bowl?
It feels incredible. I mean, you work your whole life, your whole life you've dreamt about playing in that game. So I think that, you know, obviously it's an incredible feeling. It's awesome to be able to do it with this team in particular, and what this whole club has been through throughout the whole season. And it's kind of a surreal feeling, but at the same time, it's weird because you got to kind of bring it back down and realize it's just another game. So we're excited.
And what about right tackle Lane Johnson? Another outstanding performance. I had a chance to go one-on-one with Lane Johnson after the game. Lane, how's it feel to go to the Super Bowl?
Feels great, but the job's not done. So, I mean, kind of cliche to say, but I mean, I'm happy with the situation we're in. People were, you know, weren't expecting us to be in this situation, and the city's been long overdue for a championship, so it's time to bring one home.
Number one defense out there, you made mincemeat out of them.
Yeah.
How?
We've been hearing it all week. We knew they were real good up front. Third down conversions were tough. I think it was at 25%. So I just really want to be physical with the guys on the ground and then get up to the linebackers and tire them out. I think it's what we did. Able to do some play action on them and throw the ball deep and just had a really good game plan for them.
Okay, but, man, you don't play in the Pro Bowl now. You miss a chance to go to the Pro Bowl.
Hey, I'll take that any day. Special. It's just, you know, you don't hear about it too much. It's not, you know, not everyday situation. You get teams like this. I think it's what makes this team special. And, I mean, it's really just testament to all the – got a lot of good veteran leadership, man, and, you know, keep everybody in line. And that's why we're here, probably where we're at.
There seemed to be a lot of optimism during the week about what Doug was putting into the game plan. Did you guys feel that?
Yeah, he told us he was going to be aggressive. You know, we talked about winning this thing all week, you know, from the beginning, I think. You know, in order to win something this size, you got to be able to win it in your mind and achieve it in your mind before you can go out and put it in reality.
For all that Nick has gone through in these last few weeks, he's won every time he stepped on the field in a meaningful game. How do you feel about the job he did and how good this is for him?
I'm so happy for him. He came in confident. He was poised. That's the biggest word I can use for him, poised. Was never rattled and, man, just made, you know, had a lot of RPOs, made great reads, made great throws, big time throws, and couldn't be happier for him.
Did you feel that Patrick's play was the...
Yes. That's the thing that set the city off, set the whole energy in the building off, was that interception.
Thank you. And finally, the offense. How about this story? Hometown kid goes undrafted, signs with his hometown team, and now Corey Clement going to the Super Bowl. 2 carries, 20 yards. He also had a huge 8-yard reception to convert a third down and keep a touchdown drive alive. Corey, how's it feel? Is this everything you dreamed of that it would be?
Yep, this picture has been painted and now I can actually put it to life 2 weeks from now. So this is a pretty awesome experience. I remember I was in middle school, freaking high school, college, watching endless Super Bowls. And now I get to play one. So this is awesome. I just want to share it with my family and friends because they've been with me since Pee Wee football. And now I get a trip to the Super Bowl and I get a chance to play in it. So this is awesome.
The way the day went, from your perspective, this game?
I mean, today started off weird. I mean, just waking up awkward, felt different. It didn't feel like the normal day that you would wake up on because you knew the city of Philadelphia was behind you and you knew you had something to prove. Now, we take it upon ourselves to try to play lights out. You know, it's a great defense we went up against. They had a great offense as well. So it's just about doing things, executing. Coach Phipps said, you know, this game is going to come down to execution and ball security, and now I think everybody locked in today.
Did you feel the momentum shift after Patrick's play? Did you feel the lift?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think everybody in the whole city of Philadelphia felt that. And, you know, when we were down 7-0, we don't flinch. We haven't flinched all year, so it was a little niche that we had, and we bounced back from it. You know, guys are definitely resilient on this team.
Why was the offense so effective?
Just believing in one another. And like I said, you know, they had a great front seven. We can play better. So at the same time, it comes down to execution and playing big.
One more from the defense before we hear from head coach Doug Peterson. The Eagles secondary did a terrific job against some very dangerous receivers in Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. Safety Rodney McLeod talks about the performance, the big lift that started with Robinson's interception return for a touchdown.
Patrick Robinson gets a big touchdown for us, man, and we just go up from there. And yeah, I just looked up, I'm like, wow, I was shocked. But Doug said it all week, he was gonna be aggressive. Same thing with Jim, and that's what you've seen. Aggressive style, you know what I'm saying, from the offense standpoint and then the defense as well. And we was able to come out with the victory. Man, I'm very excited, man. I was just telling Malcolm, I never had the opportunity to play Tom Brady. When we played them with the Rams, it was my rookie season, I play all special teams. So now I'm a starter, it's gonna be different. He's obviously one of the best in the league, one of the best probably ever that's gonna go down in quarterback history. So I'm ready for the opportunity, man, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna take a lot of preparation and hard work. That's what it's gonna take. That's what's got us here. So I don't expect anything less. We're gonna have a 24-hour rule, man, and get ready to go out in Minnesota and win this thing.
Rodney, did you feel a momentum change? Do you believe in that kind of stuff after Patrick's play?
Oh yeah, it was huge. It was huge, man. We said it all year. Defense wins championships. Defense drives this team, and Patrick Robinson came up with the biggest play of the game to get this thing going, and we just fed off it from then on out. Like I said, we started off, gave up 7 on the opening drive. That doesn't happen too often for us. We took a deep breath, just said, man, let's just relax. You know, we're here for a reason. And come around, and Patrick's done nothing since he's came in here but make plays for us. And that's what he did right there, made a big play, and then we just took it from there.
What was the key kind of decision? What do you want to take away from Minnesota and make them so one-dimensional? I mean, I know the run game, but you seem to just, after that, it was amazing the difference between the first drive and the rest of the game.
I mean, I just think we took their best punches. We understood what they were going to do, how they were going to attack us after that. And guys just was relaxed, you know. All it takes is one play, man, to make the difference in the game. And that was a big play. And so after that, we just locked in and was just focused on our jobs. We prepared well all week, you know, knew what they were going to do, and was able to come away with a big win.
How was the whole experience from the time you woke up to right now?
The time that I woke up, obviously I didn't know it would be like this. You envision yourself making plays, thinking how it's going to play out, but never like this. It's still surreal to me. Confetti flying at the end of the game. By the fourth quarter, you know that, you know, we're headed to Minnesota. Everything is running through you. Everything that you worked hard for from the beginning of the season, you know, to now, all comes down to this game. And to go out like this in front of our crowd, our last home game together as this group, man, we wanted to make it a special memory. And so we said it before, man, the banner's gonna go up forever. You know, as NFC Conference Championship, this group will never be the same again, but we got one more to go. And with that, man, it'll be very epic.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org.
And here is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, who won his 15th of 18 games in this magical 2017 season. The best of Doug Peterson following the biggest win of his young head coaching career.
I just told him I was so proud of him and the way he played tonight, the way he's played the last couple of weeks, the last month, and couldn't be happier for him. Just told him that I was proud of him. I loved him. All week he's been calm. He's been confident. He's been energetic. I mean, he's everything we knew he was. And, you know, he's been that way now for 2 weeks, and it's showing on the field. These football games, you just have to weather the storm early in the game. There's a lot of emotion going on both sides, obviously. And, you know, credit Minnesota for going down, opening drive, and scoring. And then, you know, to get the interception, to get a touchdown. I mean, just to kind of get ourselves back into the game, just got to kind of settle down. And you know, once you ride that wave of emotion, it just becomes football after that. And we knew, talking even on the sideline, that we had to kind of stop their run just a little bit, and then we had to stick with the run offensively and made plays as the game went on. I mean, it's kind of surreal, you know. I love coaching this football team. I love coaching those players in there. It's a tremendous feeling, quite honestly. I mean, it just really hasn't sunk in, you know. And the thing is about this team is, you know, all the adversity and you know, negativity or whatever that surrounds the team, these guys don't listen to that, and I don't listen to that. And they come to work and practice hard every day, and they love being, you know, around each other. And, you know, and that was part of, you know, 2 years ago when I came was having that type of culture in the building where people enjoyed coming to work. And our players and coaches really enjoy that, and they love being around each other. And, you know, we've got 2 weeks now to build again. And obviously this is one of our goals, you know, to be the NFC, the champion, and then represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. So we got our work cut out for us, and just so excited for the guys.
So now it's on to Minneapolis, Super Bowl 52. The Eagles will play the New England Patriots, a rematch of a game 13 seasons ago. The Eagles will get ready for that in a couple of days, and we'll certainly talk about the Patriots as we get closer to Super Bowl 52. But for now, it is time to celebrate, enjoy, and revel in the moment. The Eagles, 38. The Minnesota Vikings, 7. The Eagles going to the Super Bowl. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. I'm Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. Thanks to you for being part of the show each and every week. We love it. What a great year the Eagles have had with all the injuries, all the adversity. And they showed their dominance in the NFC on Sunday night. Have a great Eagles night, everyone, and fly, Eagles fly, all the way to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl.